Hello. So today I got a really, really interesting request that I'm excited to talk about a particular fetish. And firstly, I just want to say thank you for requesting this. It's definitely one of my favorite requests so far, and I'm excited to talk about it. So the question is, well, it starts off with, I'm fascinated by the idea of all women being given the power to shrink men down to a few inches tall. Perhaps it's by a device that's put on the market for only women to buy, and that only works for men. I'm particularly interested in what changes this would bring to the world. The relationships between the genders, women's rights, men's rights, politics, economics, jobs, policing, divorce, etc. Which is a very interesting concept. So, the first question is, would men become afraid of women? I think that with this kind of device, it would be hard not to become afraid. Sort of a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids kind of situation that would cause a lot of panic. Now, if it's used for multiple years and kind of normalized in society, I feel like it would become fearful, not in the sense of a freak accident, but more in the sense of policing. Like, how would you fear a police officer as opposed to some freak science experiment? Now, I do think that it isn't quite fair, because I myself am, I'm gonna say the F word right now, a feminist. Woo. And that cares about men's rights as well as women's rights. So if you were to give women an ability that even the playing field, in which, let's say, women are on a 3 foot tall pedestal and men are on a 6 foot tall pedestal, you gave them a little 3 foot advantage, that's okay. But to give them this ginormous thing is really unfair to men. But I digress from the original question that, yeah, it would become very fearful in society. I think men would be very afraid of women. Do I think this change would be a good thing overall or not? Again, I'm more for the equality between two genders, or all genders, depending on what ideology you subscribe to. I don't really think it would be very good, unless it was used for consensual shrinking. I think it would be fun in a kind of Ant-Man kind of thing. I think it would be maybe governmentalized, if that's a word. I think there are some benefits to it. But in the sense of complete control and power given to women, I think that's good if consensual. And if you want to play the fantasy of that, of giving complete control, I think that's great. But in terms of allowing all of society to use it, it could very much be taken advantage of. Would I vote for it? I probably would not, just because it's something very drastic and has the power to go into the wrong hands, because I think that domination and stripping away of power of men, I'm very much attracted to that. I'm not gonna lie, I'm very much a fuck the patriarchy kind of girl, but only in a consensual sense would I be comfortable with that, and I'm afraid people are gonna use that without consent, which isn't, that's the first rule of BDSM. You can't break that. That's a baddie. You can't do that. And not even a good kind of baddie. So, sorry, I'm kind of sick right now, but I want to get this audio to you right away. Would I choose to buy one of these devices? If it were used as a kind of fantasy sex toy, I would consider buying one of these devices. It is pretty extreme, though. I wouldn't exactly want to hurt anybody unless they want to be hurt. In what sort of situations can you imagine shrinking a man? Now, if we're talking, again, Ant-Man situation, I think it would be pretty convenient if, like, I lost something, if there's something that needs to be investigated, like a small, like, maybe, like, mouse hole or something of the sort. I wouldn't use it for revenge. Unless, sorry, my nose is runny. Unless necessary. Like in the sense of justice, of punishment in a legal sense. But then again, like, the law is not very reliable. The legal system is broken AF and would probably use this in an unfair way. But I do think it would be an interesting way to introduce different kinds of labor, if that makes any sense. Because let's say you have a criminal who's extremely dangerous. If you shrunk him down, he'd be virtually... Oop, I got a message. He'd be virtually impossible to break your confines. So I think that'd be convenient in that sense. If someone did a heinous crime, you could shrink them down to have complete power over them. Have them do certain Ant-Man-like jobs. But yeah, me, myself, I'd kind of enjoy the power of it, but only to a certain extent. I love the fantasy of power and taking power, but I, like, myself as a person, I'm very passive and a people pleaser and don't like confrontation, so I wouldn't want to really hurt anybody. Again, unless they wanted me to. Would it change how I interact with men and how they interact with you? I definitely think I'd be treated with a little more respect, which, not gonna lie, I'm very attracted to. But it's sort of the whole idea of, would I want to be a leader that's loved or a leader that's feared? People think that it's better to be feared. If we're talking about a matriarchy, historically, a matriarchy runs better than a patriarchy. So if this created a whole matriarch scenario, maybe it would run better. But again, that's a huge amount of indifference between the genders described. And I fear that would cause an uprising and a very messy situation. If it's something that's used in particular hands and rarely, maybe. If it's something used like a death sentence, I feel like that would reduce the amount of outrage. But still, if it's funneling to a matriarch society, sure, sounds fun. But you have to be really, really careful with that kind of thing. Would it change how I interact with men? I feel like I'd know I'd have a little bit of power. But I'd kind of want to be the outlier, the more fair person. Be the kind of person who, like, no, I understand you. It's okay. I'm not going to do anything bad to you. While knowing I could. Which is an attractive idea to me, I'll admit. I don't think I'd use it for revenge. Unless I grew up in this environment and was desensitized to it, then maybe. But if this were a new product, I'd feel a little bit of guilt, unless I enjoyed it more and more. You say you're also fascinated by men being squashed underfoot by women, particularly barefoot. Could you imagine doing this to a man you've shrunk? What would cause you to do it? Do you think you could enjoy it? What sort of man would it be? I do think in certain cases there are people I've wanted to do this to. I'm very much someone who sees the good in everyone and thinks everyone's deserving of fairness, but there are some fucking disgusting people in the world that I would want to do this to. And that's kind of scary to admit, but I feel like everybody has that little intrinsic evil in them to want to exact justice. And the idea of justice is different from fairness. Justice is a result, a punishment, something given or something taken, not exactly something fair. And we all want justice. Not everyone wants fairness. We could say we do. But everyone does want justice. So, would I enjoy it? If it were a man who hurt any of my friends, not particularly me, but hurt the people I care about, the people I love, a disgusting man, someone who's far beyond the scope of rehabilitation, someone who has stopped wanting to be a better person, has given up on the idea of being a good person, who has done something horrible to the people I care about, yeah, I'd fucking enjoy it. I'd want to destroy them. Because in terms of things happening to me, I'm tolerant. I've dealt with stuff for a long, long time. But the moment that someone comes for someone I care about, I'm not so tolerant. So, if we're getting into more triggering topics, if I'm allowed to use that phrasing, someone who's committed rape or sexual assault or harmed anyone underage, that sort of sense, I have little pity for them, because the justice system as we have it now doesn't really do anything to punish these people. Frequently with cases that involve sexual assault or children, they're ignored. 99% of cases are ignored because it's hard to get a woman, or it's hard to get the jury on the side of the woman, and it's hard to get a child testify. And the reason for that is people kind of have this thing where they believe in a just world, that if they do everything good, then nothing bad will happen to them. So this victim must have done something bad to deserve it. So because of that, justice and fairness are both kind of fucked over. So in that sense, this device would be really, really convenient, I think. Just for personal justice or hero work, I guess, if you could say that. I mean, it is problematic. Batman isn't exactly the best kind of actor of justice, but gets the job done. Could you describe what it would be like, both for you and for the man under your foot, physically and psychologically? What would your weight do to his body, and what would be left after you lifted your foot off him? How flat would he be? Be as visceral as you wish. So, if we're talking in the sense of someone being crushed, either by a building or something that's breakable, you're talking about the body folding upon itself and the bones breaking and the fragments of their own body and the shrapnel crushing in on them. If we're talking about a large soft surface, such as a foot, I feel like it would work in the sense of them being flattened to the point of breaking and bursting, like a gusher or a watermelon. If you were to sit on a watermelon or take a watermelon and hold a table on top of it and press that pressure down, it bursts outwards as opposed to bursting upwards if you hit them with a hammer. The end result would be a flattened pile of guts and broken bones. Not exactly a flat Stanley situation. It wouldn't be perfectly flat because of the arch of the foot. It would be a sloped mass of guts. And within that, you'd have organs. You'd have brains. Maybe the eyes would survive. They'd be rolling around. The head would burst like a watermelon, would give in to the pressure and pop, leaving pieces of skull everywhere, leaving brains in its original pile, jellied and squashed, leaving the eyes to roll about, perhaps still attached to the optic nerve. The teeth would break and spread around like confetti. The spine could still be intact, like a snake made of bone, once holding on to everything, but not anymore. The arms would crack, the bones shattering like glass, laid out, perhaps in the similar position, but no longer put together. The skin would be holding on to everything, encasing things like a bag in some places and completely ruptured in others. The pelvic area would be broken and flattened, the legs having the same fate as the arms. All around would be blood. And when you lift up your foot, it would stick not exactly like gum, but more like jelly. Like you're pulling up syrup, and some of it would slosh down and fall again. Some of it would stick. And as that substance dried, the red would turn to brown. The blood would harden, and the body would decay. The skin would shrink and change from pink to pale and gray. The lips would change to purple. The body would rot away. Initially, it would be warm, goopy, a soupy kind of substance, especially when you would just crush them. And as the life drains away, it will become cold. The lungs would collapse. The bladder and the stomach would burst, leaving burning fluid to eat at the rest of the skin. All vital organs would either pop like a balloon or crush down. The intestines would be everywhere, tangled within everything, perhaps spread if you were to step down and move your foot like you're putting out a cigarette, smearing everything across the concrete, tearing at the skin, breaking vital connections, to the point where it wouldn't even look like a body anymore. It would look like a smear of roadkill, barely even recognizable as human. And perhaps at this point you wouldn't even care. We'd think of it like killing ants or flies. Maybe at first we'd be disgusted, like killing a spider, feeling guilt, wanting to wash our hands and almost ask for forgiveness. But after a while, it would almost seem like a job that we wouldn't think about, second nature. How could something so small really have a life that valuable? So we'd crush them, scrape the remains off our foot, and go about our day. And we'd leave the guts and bones to rot for bugs and creatures to take away. After all, it is most likely what you deserve. Hopefully, my description was enough. I went fairly over time because I wanted to be thorough, but you don't need to pay for more. We'll just say it was 15. Thank you for listening. This is a very interesting question. I'm grateful for it. I see the appeal, just like vor is a destruction of a body and it's a sense of ownership, and I really enjoyed this. I hope to talk to you again soon. and thank you for listening.